Are you sitting comfortably? Then let's begin. In the centre of the room, a bubbling cauldron hung suspended by a hook over a small fire. And behind it, swaying from side to side, stood the figure of a small, stooped woman. Wrinkled hands with long, gnarled fingers, extending from the depths of billowing black sleeves, passed over the surface of the roiling mixture. Lamont stopped.
"Who's there?"
he asked. Nobody answered. He threw another stone.
"Ouch! Stop that!"
Lamont jumped up and ran over to the reeds. He parted them. In the water among the reeds was a huge dinosaur-like animal. It was green, had nubby little horns, and it was rubbing its head.
"Ouch!"
she said.
"That hurt!"
Lamont stood there, unable to move.
"Sorry,"
he whispered. Fergus walked to the front of the hall and sat next to his mother and father, Fenella and Farlan, protectors of the Finn folk.
"Good morning, Fergus,"
bellowed Farlan.
"Nice of you to join us this morning."
He gave Fergus a mischievous look, raising his eyebrow.
"Just up, are you?"
He looked at Fergus's shirt. It was on back to front. Fergus looked down and hurriedly took his arms out of his sleeves and turned his shirt around.
"Did you spend another night imagining adventures again?"
Fergus's mum added, leaning forward to look over at Fergus.
"I suppose I did,"
Fergus replied quietly. Granny walked over and stood next to Morag, gazing out of the window.
"In all my years, I've never seen the haggis, not once. I hear its moans, but never saw it. I wonder if there is such a thing."
Morag looked at her.
"If it's not a haggis, what's moaning?"
"I don't know, but you'd think somebody would have seen it by now."
Midland Healing Coo made his way down to the bridge and began to cross. His average size hoofs clipped and clopped across the cobbles and echoed through the glen like thunder.
"Such a gallus coo to make such a big racket,"
roared the kelpie as she rose from the water. Midland Healing Coo skidded to a stop in front of the yawning mouth of the colossal kelpie.
"I'm just following my wee sister," said Midland Healing Coo softly, "so I can eat the grass on the other side of the loch."